Corey Asbury and Egypt on Kinship Radio mornings with Ryan and Beth. Oh, I love the fact that it's Friday.
Yeah.
I need a Friday in my life right now.
Well,
here it is. Yeah.
On a silver platter.
Thank you. Friday. Oh, it's so pretty. But, you know, beyond that, I know it's October 17th.
Yeah.
And I know it's the middle of October. I can't believe it. I can't believe Share Week is next week.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable how fast time goes. But I'm sure there's other things that we can talk about regarding today.
Of course there are.
I mean, I would be surprised if you didn't have something to talk about on a day.
I have not yet come across a day in the calendar that doesn't have more than one or two holidays.
Yeah.
So even the big ones like Christmas, there's other things on December 25th. Don't know why, but they're there.
Who knows?
So today, again, you said it's October 17th. It's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 days here on my list that are real holidays for today. And
okay.
Then there's another one that I made up.
Okay.
And you and Beth are going to guess the fake day. What is the fake day today?
Okay.
So we have National Shave and Haircut Day.
Dun, okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do, do.
Yeah.
Can't get around that one.
Think about, you know, maybe take a look in the mirror and go, do I need a little trim?
Oh, dear.
I had one the other day.
Yeah. Okay.
Just in time for Share. Got to look purdy. And then we had National Pasta Day today.
Oh, yes.
If I made this one up, I was really using my noodle.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
It's impossible. Anyway, just be done, Ryan.
That's a great day. Pasta day.
Yeah. A lot of calories.
That's all right.
So good.
I have a cupboard dedicated to pasta.
Every time I run a marathon, I carb load.
Mm.
I've never run a marathon. I just do the carb loading.
I don't need to run at all to carb load on pasta.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I take a nap. And then National Mulligan Day.
The Mulligan Day.
Referring to the term in golf for a do-over.
Yes.
Like, oh, went in the lake. Mulligan? Mulligan.
Mulligan.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but one of these is not real, or at least not today.
Yeah. Oh, I remember well when I learned what a mulligan was.
Mm.
You see, I had to take some Phi Ed courses when I was in college in order to get my degree.
Mm.
I had to take 4 courses. Now, I wasn't big on the whole Phi Ed thing, so the courses I took were very interesting.
Mm.
I took billiards, horsemanship, badminton, and golf.
Back up. Horsemanship.
Horsemanship.
The horse is doing all the physical education.
You got it.
That's doing all the work.
Yes.
Who's this class for?
I rode a horse for a quarter. Yep. Mm-hmm. But my golf class, I have to say, was the hardest one.
Mm-hmm.
I never got the ball off the tee. Never. Just went right on by.
It was a semester of mulligans.
A semester of mulligans. Yes. And I mean, we were only out on the course maybe 2 days out of the whole thing. We were in like the field house hitting little plastic wiffle balls. I never got the ball off the tee. The instructor finally said, just throw it and go practice your chipping. And the thing is, I got a B in the course.
Hey,
I got a B.
Good job.
Because I put in effort.
Well, I mean, you have to on courses like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mulligans.
And that's Beth swinging at the ball.
Yep.
Okay.
So, anyway, but I took it because you either had to take golf or racquetball if you're going to be a success in business. Obviously, I didn't succeed in business.
Just realizing they gave you a mulligan on the course, on the class.
On the whole class.
On the whole class.
The whole golf class was a big mulligan. So,
but you learned what the word was.
Love mulligans. So, pasta. Yay. Shaving a haircut. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could actually use another haircut already, but all right.
Stop.
So which day is not today? Not today. It would be a very sad day if it wasn't National Pasta Day today. I would say that.
Mm.
Yeah, because I have a hankering for lasagna right now, like nobody's business. Even if I have to go out and buy a boxed one.
You know, they're still good.
I know. Still they're delicious.
My son Corbin has never seen a lasagna he won't devour.
Mm. He's a good man.
He's like a human Garfield.
Nice. Let's see. And there's just something so spiritual about Mulligan Day. I mean, the Lord gives us so many do-overs. So I'm going to pick the one that I like the least.
Okay.
And that's National Shaving a Haircut Day. Wow.
Yeah. Again, you've got my number of late.
I am winning. I am winning. I'm winning this game.
I'm noticing my description for Shaving Haircut Day was rather short compared to the other two, but I don't know if that matters.
Shouldn't it be if it's shaving a haircut?
I know.
Shouldn't
what
it
else
be
could you
short?
Even, what else could you even?
I mean, it's a day all about reducing length.
Yeah. Well, let's trim this whole thing back and move on to something else.
Sure.
So
I'm winning.
We will not play again on Monday.
No.
No, Monday is Prayer and Praise Day, which is a really cool special day. Mm-hmm. Please tune in anyway.
We won't play Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday
That's
either.
True. The next time we play this game will be next Friday.
A whole week.
A whole week of not knowing what day it is.
But that means I'm a winner for a whole week.
Truth. Here's Believer from Audio Adrenaline, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.